With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I am so drunk. I should get a water.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
I hope this works. Now let's pull this closer so we can relax.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Like sitting. Wow, that's hot.
That's a hot ticket right
that
there.
That is you with your legs spread.
Okay, so guys, we are literally sitting on set. We're about to go. Is that fan okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, I mean, it's part of life. Okay,
it's part of life. We're doing our Thursday late night live, and so we are dressed up in big blingin' birthday. And I don't know why I put on sparkly boots. We cannot see my feet.
No, we feel, but you feel extra.
I feel extra, and I also feel like if there's a chance I end up on my head, you know, I want to make sure that I'm not wearing sports socks.
Your head.
You never know.
Right. Okay.
You know, did we tell these people anything about what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
Like, you know when our podcast was the only place that we talked about how I was, like, a little bit lethargic that day?
We never told them.
We just told them... We told them something.
We told them if we could tell secrets, we would.
Okay. Well, anyways, I basically said to you guys that it has nothing to do with my marriage, yada, yada. I'm totally back.
Oh, my God. That was really funny. That was really good, your marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Everyone was questioning everything.
It's so cute to think that, like, the people who watch us know us so well that if we have an altered mood, they can pick it up and they're worried.
Mm.
Like, that's special.
I think also it's called COVID tired.
No, it wasn't.
You weren't.
It was the thing that we can't talk about.
Are you positive?
Yes, and I talked to her about it.
And she said that's a thing.
100%. Yeah. It's an unconscious thing, not a conscious thing. Anyhow's.
We have no time to talk anymore. That's the problem. I have no idea what's going on. That would be a conversation
that we would beat the shit out of for 4 hours.
And I didn't even know it happened.
I know. But it is my birthday today, although you'll be hearing this tomorrow.
Friday.
What's in your drink?
Blue Bay rum.
Yeah, Blue Chair Bay rum.
Blue Chair Bay
I
rum.
I love rum. It makes me feel like I'm on vacation. But it's my birthday and
It's my... Okay, how many... every time you say it's my birthday, that's the drinking game tonight. It's my
Do
birthday.
Do people know?
No. Oh. I'm making it right now.
So it's my birthday. And I just got rid of my kids. Okay, so I spent Literally all day at home.
Every time I called you, I saw them.
They go
beside you.
I can't believe you're leaving to celebrate your birthday without
us. Oh no. Yeah. You could have been like, you had all day.
You
actually had 15 hours. Yeah. And you chose not to.
My husband goes, oh, it was like 4 o'clock. He's like, I feel like we didn't really do anything special to make your birthday special. I'm like, it's not my problem. It's not my job to make the birthday special. I'm going to Late Night Live. It'll be very special for me.
Right. I mean, you have ruined all of your surprises. But what am I going to do?
There's going to be balloons.
There's balloons. This one's a little bit.
I feel like there's a party bag over there that I'm not looking at or touching.
Oh, there is. It's just something different. You know, I have to. Like, I'm going to tell these people because they're going to see tonight. And they're going to see tomorrow. But I might as well tell you that Kwok cannot. He can't come do anything because of his job.
Wait, you know that?
He's in the drug squad and he's a secret. So that's why.
But you didn't reach out to the people. You just know that.
I just know that.
Yeah, no, I know. That's fine.
I can't get him.
I know.
To talk.
That's fine.
But when he retires, you're going to have sex with him.
Wow. I mean,
that's locked and loaded. Happy birthday.
I mean, I've never fantasized about it.
Wow. It's time to retry. We're going to get you a lake, maybe a hot tub, a pool.
Okay, do you want to know a secret?
Yep.
So
obviously,
well, I can't really. My husband doesn't listen to this, does he?
Nope.
Like, okay, so some of my ex-boyfriends, I'm just friendly with on Facebook. You know, like, you know, happy birthday. Oh, your kids are so cute. Oh, where do you live now?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For sure. Is everything okay still?
No, it's not like that. No.
I'm saying they're checking in. They're just making sure.
Yeah.
You know what's the situation? Where are we at right now?
So one of mine sent a thing. Happy birthday! I remember your 16th. My 16th birthday.
Did you do it on the 16th?
I never did it with him.
How does he remember?
Obviously, I had a birthday.
Is he single?
Oh yeah.
Let's give him a call.
No.
Why?
No, he's shy too. I did all these shy guys. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, I really wanted to get Kwok for all of our people, but then I'm like, can't ambush a drug squad guy.
Yeah, no,
like,
I know.
He's doing service for the good. You know what I mean? If he was like a plumber, I'd be all in. Or if he was like an electrician or like a banker.
Yeah, no, he's in the drug squad. We can't
I can't even believe there's a picture of him, to be honest with you. And I tried to blow it up and cut it out so I could put it on paddles for you.
But it was so far.
So far, and it's not even his full face.
I know.
So then I kept researching, and then the drug squad, and then I kept going.
I totally, and you know what, he was
no Facebook, he's like silent.
He is, and he was always a pretty serious, shy guy, so, but very, like, he was like in the army, and he was like, always wanted to be a cop, and he was like a security guard.
Did he ever giggle?
He was a secret, obviously, if I liked him, he was secretly ridiculous, like a personality that nobody at school ever knew. Nobody knew him the way I saw him, because obviously he can be weird when I'm around. But only like his best friends knew he was like that. Otherwise, he was stone cold.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, which is kind of hot. He was very silly when he would be around me. Silly and sexy.
Silly, like what? Like, let's, like, finger you.
No. Let's have sex in the water and pretend we didn't, kind of thing.
Sorry, I have so much bling on. I don't know if you can hear it.
Thanks so much for getting the groceries for the cocktails. Did your husband do that?
Yeah, I did it. I did it. There's a new app, and I ordered it. So we got some great news today in Toronto. They're in Ontario.
Is that how you heard it? Great news. Tell me how you heard it.
What great news?
About Toronto.
Have you heard it?
Well, when I watched it. No, wait, I didn't watch our mayor. I just watched our
didn't watch. I heard
okay.
That we're under three, we're the lowest we've ever been since March for cases.
Okay.
And there's been outbreaks in the hospital, but community is low.
Okay.
I talked to my daughter's school today who were with confidence talking about September and socials and not like square boxes and who are doing research with people in other countries, leading researchers. So they're leading their assumptions by research, by
fear,
not by guessing,
not by guessing and not by fear,
and
by research.
They're talking and I don't know if they'll be the same as the public schools, but definitely they were talking about.
Wait a second. Am I having to sign up for private school?
I'm not. I don't know. I don't know where the law falls because I know they're their own entity. They don't have to follow the Ontario.
They
don't follow the Ontario. They do their own thing. So if they, the TDSB, there's their own everything.
We might actually just get what we always wanted for Tucker to go to the same school as Max.
So I know that they were talking.
Because that dick bag ain't standing.
So do you want to hear this? So then I heard from someone from Denmark today. Because she is stuck here. And her family is in Denmark. She's like, I'm stuck here right
now. That's so funny. I know someone who's here from Denmark and stuck here.
Okay, so they're stuck here. And if they go back, they can't come back. So if they go to Denmark, there's no coming back. And they're on a 3-year visa.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So they have 9 months left of this visa. And she's like, well, if this is my new normal, might as well go home to Denmark. Because then at least they're a little bit more liberal than here. Okay?
Okay.
So she goes, schools never shut down. She goes, junior schools never shut down, but the big kids can't go. They take K to 5 and they use the whole school for K to 5. Mm-hmm. Not so the big kids can't go, just the little kids can go.
But so that's 3 of mine K to 5 safe, and then older to private school.
But we're K to 6 in Ontario, so you're
I'm safe at K to 5.
You're safe at K to 5, so you might even be. So if they include 7, 8, you might even be. You know what I mean?
Oh, and plus, where my daughter's going, the classes are very, very small.
Touche.
Touche, boo boo.
Touche. So just some great news that.
And can't you, as of midnight on Saturday, take your dog on Unleash Park?
That's so huge.
It's funny when they were saying the list of things that people could do. I was kind of like, some of them were like golf courses.
I know, man.
Marinas,
man.
Yeah, but marinas, cottages, dogs off leash park. I'm like, oh great, the rich are really. I just thought to myself, none of this actually benefits myself, except for I was so happy for you and your dog.
The only thing I will say is downtown they have shut down streets so that families can use the side, like the roads and the sidewalks more.
Yeah, so, and they're looking to make some patios larger so people can sit on patios.
Hey-o.
Yeah, bye later, kids.
I mean, you're right. Hosens, where are you going? Yeah, no, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling optimistic.
Yeah, no,
I'm
feeling good too.
One of mine had a really hard day today.
Which one?
Okay.
The older one?
Oh, God, no, the middle one.
Oh.
So I think we have a problem with Fortnite. I'm just going to say it.
I think
we have a problem.
I think so, too.
I think but it's his only connection.
I know. And honestly, that's what Teddy says to me. He goes, if I want to play hockey, I have to pay an online subscription per year. And I'm like, okay, how much is that? And he goes, the only way I can talk with my friends and keep up with them is Fortnite. And I'm like, you have a good point.
So,
okay.
Your kids weren't allowed on today.
Right.
So I hear him talking.
Yeah.
While I'm upstairs.
Oh, God damn it. What, to like Charlie?
No idea.
Okay.
So I'm like, Max, he's so sensitive about it. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, who are you talking to?
He doesn't know who he's talking to.
He goes, no one. And I go, Max, who are you talking to?
And no one?
Teddy's friend. Like started crying.
Oh.
I don't know though. I go, do you know him?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no, James?
Yeah.
Is that a friend?
I'm sure they do have a crew on there.
Okay,
you can confirm with Teddy.
Listen, he started crying. He's like, but at least he told me the second time. And, I could see him. So, Chloe saw her friend on the street today.
Yeah.
Like, they scootered beside each other because they were in the same neighborhood. And she was like, her bucket was so full. Oh. Olivia went on a social distance walk by herself with one of her friends.
Oh.
She felt so full. And I could just see him. He just sat there and just was like.
And you know what's crazy is that because Teddy has his hockey team on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Max has met Teddy's hockey team. They really are a group of kids. And sometimes it's their siblings. They have sisters that come on.
I know, but
the point is
if I
don't know who it is.
You just come up and be like, hey, so-and-so's on. Can I jump on?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
then you can confirm with me, can Teddy check and see if
that's so-and-so. Because everyone sits here and is like, this could never. This situation could never happen to me. And I know that this is fucked up, but Fortnite creates. It's very much like social media where it's the same neurons that fire. That's why it comes up. That makes you feel addicted. Like, it gives you endorphins that make you addicted to it.
I totally agree.
I'm like.
And what was I going to say about it was.
But it's a catch 22. But if we were not in COVID, he would not have it.
No, absolutely. And plus the fact that our boys, they, after school, they go to their sports, they come back, it's bedtime. They would even know. I think a part of like, I'm not sure. 100% about Tucker, although I think he's smart enough to know. I really feel like Teddy's just filling his lack of sports and social
with
this. I don't think he needs it, but he needs it now.
I think Max likes it. And I think he likes it because there's nothing else.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And my husband's like, go shoot pucks. And I'm like, that's only so fun for so long.
Yeah.
Like, if you're training to be in the end, like.
I know.
And My husband went, was chatting to a bunch of doctors yesterday. There was like a group of them, and they were talking about hockey in the next few years. So it was all the hockey dads, and they were talking about like what's next realistically for this plan of these children.
Can't they just put masks inside of their masks?
So
I feel like hockey could be easy.
The one person who is a doctor and actively working right now, but Mark also said he has a tendency to see things negatively because he is researching it constantly. So for him, it's much different.
I was like the hockey mom that sent us the email.
What do you mean?
She's a doctor. Remember in the beginning?
Right.
Same thing.
So they're seeing it globally, not community, right? So he said to Mark last night, when they had the hockey meeting, I'm not sure if we'll see normal season activity until parents are in the stands, until these boys are in grade 5. So when parents can be in the stands and it can be back to like, and Mark was like, And then they had the debate. This is so interesting. Then they had the debate whether or not. So some of them are like, might as well. They're very serious about hockey. Kiss their chances goodbye about being. And Mark's like this. I disagree. Yes. Number one, he goes. Number two, like it might give those kids who are in a pressure cooker a break, and they might actually love it when they come back. Yeah. And the gifted ones are going to go on anyways. And they're like, well, that's only 1%. And Mark's like, SOS, only 1% was ever making it anyways. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it was an interesting.
Hey, can I ask you something about Fortnite? Because I remembered what I was going to say now was I told my kids, and Teddy believes me, that, and this could be true.
Yeah.
It probably is. I'm sure you're going to confirm it, that grown men can alter their voices to sound like children.
100%.
Thank you. Okay.
It is a number one luring tool.
But they actually.
Yes.
They come in sounding like children.
Think of all the cartoon characters in the world that sound like little boys. You know,
I said it with confidence, but I wasn't actually sure.
No, my point is I'm so out of touch with Fortnite.
Yeah.
And I do really want. This is like not meant to be a serious podcast, but I feel like in this masses of this COVID disease, we have missed the children. We have not taken care of them properly in this pandemic.
No, we're not considering them. We're not considering them. We talk about part-time learning. We're not considering them. We talk about they can't be with each other. We're not considering them. We talk about they can't do sports and they can't be there.
Kids who aren't getting fed. Kids who are being abused. Kids who aren't in a safe home. Kids who aren't loved. Kids who are, you know what I mean?
We could go on and on. Yeah, and honestly, I feel like now some of the stories are coming out on Facebook and I'm reading it. And it's just like, you know, because so many parents just can't handle having their kids at home. And so
shit is heating up. It's going to be like politics because it is politics. So now when you talk about it, like we're releasing a Mom Truth tomorrow. And on a business side note, you know, we obviously toe the line of being inappropriate and being appropriate because for us being inappropriate is our mind, but it's never to be mean.
No.
Like it's never to put people down.
No.
But our Mom Truth is going to be, it's going to cause shit. Yes, it will.
No. I'm just saying when I watched it, I was like, this is so. Like, you know, when it just like, it resonates and you're just like, this is so right. And it feels like such the right time.
I know.
And then so much that I feel confident that I don't care.
I mean,
and it will be interesting. And then it'll be juicy to see all the comments.
A Mom Truth that will be so timely.
And not to mention as a mom and a business person at the same time, you can feel so confident in your decision. Like I feel about the Mom Truth, and I could very well be enlightened by somebody.
You look like you would say somebody.
Somebody
right
to love.
You look like you would say somebody.
Somewhat. You guys should see what we look like right now. And they could say something to me that could change my mind, and then I could change my mind and say, I actually don't believe in that Mom Truth. I'm allowed to change my mind. That probably won't happen because I feel so passionate about what we say in that Mom Truth, but still.
I want to say that conversation that my husband brought home to me did make me think. So he came home and told me the bad news. In my opinion, he's like, you don't want to hear what we talked about because he knows I'm like anti-bad news. Mm. But in my head, I was like, okay, so now if this might be, because then they were talking about the fall.
Yeah.
And if it comes, blah, 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 right? Worst case scenario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then in my head, I'm like, all right. So I get on the email last night. I'm like, all right, so if this is the worst case scenario, now we have to switch the script. So let's plan now that we are potentially not leaving Toronto area for the next 9 months. So if we're not leaving for the next 9 months,
yeah.
How can we turn our, I was like, how
what
can we
was
turn,
your idea?
How can we turn our Facebook Live into a show where we're streaming and getting back to like an actual
and
content
also,
part.
Have you seen Amy Poehler and her husband's cooking show is coming to the Food Network, which they are, because he's a chef, he's a Michelin chef,
right?
That they have filmed during COVID, and it's sloppy, and it's...
Okay, so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all Ellen's at home. All of these people are at home
so
doing...
So now what makes us different?
So now I'm like, okay. So now let's start, like, thinking, and I'm like, okay, so what can we do? What can we make better? I was thinking how I'm going to build a studio in my new house, because right now we have the option to build a studio in my new house.
Sweet.
Right? Like, potentially...
Can we get a live audience?
I don't know.
Oh, no, we can't have
no, we can't, but
no.
We could potentially... Like,
did you see what they're doing in China for baseball for live audiences?
No.
Oh my God, they have cardboard cutouts of people behind
the... Like the Grammys. For the,
yes.
For the people who have to sit, the fill-ins.
Yes, so they're cardboard cutouts, and they were saying, who's this for? Is it for the players? So they're pumped up. The people look so fake. It's not even a good audience. Or is it for the viewers? Because the majority of people who ever watch these sporting events are not the people that are sitting in the stands. It's the people at home.
Right.
So who's it for? Well, it can't be for the players. Like, oh, look at that guy cheering
the popcorn. It's for the viewers.
I mean, honestly, it's just distracting because it's hilarious.
That's kind of good.
It's a comedy.
So I was like, okay, and now I'm like, okay, so now Late Night Live, are we going to do it every Thursday? Are we going to do it every other Thursday? Will we have,
I have to tell you, like, I know that we've said that we've never realized how important our Late Night Live product is until COVID happened, but a lot of the fans put together a video saying happy birthday to Natalie. They put
together.
Yeah,
I didn't get one. It's kind of
funny. No, you will. Oh,
one in March.
No, but here's why it happened. Can
right.
I tell you?
Sure.
You might not have watched the whole thing. Every single one of those people, and maybe this is how they connected, they're all Late Night Live people. So all of them are like Thursday nights. Can't wait to see you tonight. Like they're now they are so addicted to Thursday nights. They're living for it, and they're like so thankful for us.
Right.
That they're invited to our birthday party.
Perfect.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, because like, I was like,
I know. And anyways, every single comment they said,
I actually never thought about it until just now.
No, but every single comment they said was you two, dynamic duo, and just I'm so excited we get to celebrate tonight on Thursday night.
Phew.
Yeah, it was my mom. My husband made it come up on my mom's TV screen.
Aww.
Well, my mom's bawling.
Did she like our Facebook Live this morning?
I think so. I know she cried three times today. So maybe that was one of the times. Yeah, no, she looked a little...
Oh, is she okay?
Yeah, no, I think she's feeling good. I feel like she's feeling grateful. I think she's excited. It's my birthday. She's excited that, you know, I think she's... I don't know. Maybe she's not.
She cried three times.
Cried of happiness.
Oh my, so we've reached the point now where
like
we're
my brother's having a baby. It's my birthday. Like our kids are doing great. You and I are doing, you know, fine.
You and I are doing fine.
No, you know, like, and I just
no,
think that
overall,
for the older generation,
we're doing,
I think they must be reflecting.
My mom feels sad that she...
I feel sad.
My mom feels sad that she's like, I feel like I've left my art. She's like, I feel like I was in combat and I left. I don't get a purple star.
Honestly, Kat's mom helped out with all of the grandkids and she was there. Like, I would come in the morning at 8 in the morning, she would be there. She'd be picking up the kids. Like, never say no, always doing all the things. And then during COVID, she had to abort mission, and she does not get to be a part of everyone's lives anymore. And now she's, you know, moved to her other house where she at least she has some land. And I feel for her a lot.
You know who doesn't care about COVID? All the nannies in the neighborhood.
No.
They are all together.
No.
Like, it is like a pack, crew, and I'm like, gotta get me one of those. You know what I mean? They are in like Flynn.
Not at all.
Not even for a second.
No.
I mean, I shouldn't say all. I'm generalizing, but like the one.
I also think that they're like, they're such loving family community based people.
I miss my nanny so much.
And they also, a lot of them like will live together and they support each other. And so to be apart from each other is, for a lot of them, it's not a reality.
Well, a reality could be that I have a little one who's not back at school next year.
She's going back. No, she's going back to school.
They might take out kindergarten.
Oh, because they could do that.
I mean, they could potentially. I mean, that's 30 kids in one classroom. 30 little infested children.
I know, your school is clusterfucked.
Oh, it's what, like 600 kids? And the next one beside is 850.
Well, maybe a reality is, which is bad too, is taking up more of their land and building more portables so less people are in a room. Would that ever be a thing?
Listen, that one will be fine if she has a tight crew.
Yeah.
That she can, if she can have Tita back. Tita is our nanny who is, it's auntie in Filipino, and she's been with me since the minute, you know what's fucked up about motherhood?
What?
I'm going to tell you. When I had my third baby, Chloe and I was renovating, and I was in a condo, and I had two other kids, and it was summertime, and they're like, you can't walk, you can't exercise, you can't do things after a C-section, you're basically, you got to heal, or you could have major problems. I'm like, it's summertime. I have two kids. We're in a condo. What am I going to do? You can't even lift your baby, apparently.
And by the way, like, just think about that.
No, but I'm just, but the guilt they put on you as you walk out the door.
Yeah.
You're like, don't do this. I have three children.
Yeah. How am I supposed to not do that? You know?
So, but as my mother, as I was a mom, a young mom, because that was 4 years ago. But as I was a young mom, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I listened to them.
Yeah.
And I hired a nanny.
Yeah.
Best thing I ever did.
You know, it's so weird. Can I just tell you something? I don't picture. It's so stupid. And it actually goes back to when we didn't have nannies and we were stay-at-home moms. I don't picture you as a woman with a nanny.
I think because it's so short, it's like 9 to 2.
Yeah, I guess that's
like, you know what I mean? It's 9 to 2. It's not like it was never.
If someone's like, does Kat have a nanny? I'd be like, I wouldn't immediately say yes, she has a nanny because she doesn't.
She's family.
And she's not your primary caregiver.
No.
And a lot of nannies are. That's what they are, primary caregivers, right?
Yeah.
She's not your primary caregiver.
Which is totally fine. She is part of our family. And honestly,
I still think it's weird because I know you grew up with a nanny.
Yeah.
But I don't think about you having a nanny.
And it's also weird because Chloe, they're best friends.
Mm.
And like her kids and Chloe are literally.
Oh, and that's not. I've seen a lot of nannies. And they have their kids playing with the house kids too.
So they're best friends. Mm-hmm. They like cannot.
Yeah.
Like they're best friends. There's
they grew
no
up together.
They FaceTime each other. Yeah. They come to Chloe's birthday. They're literally are my family. And so, you know, but the disparity. What is the word?
I don't know.
The differences between like she couldn't afford a computer.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's shitty.
Is she the one you bought the computer for?
Yes.
Well, fuck, this whole time I've been meaning to ask you.
I bought her a computer.
I was like, is it the person down the street?
She was like, can I borrow a computer? And I was like,
I mean, ask you.
What do you need? And she's like, well, my kids can't do schoolwork.
And I was like,
and then I went on the Best Buy and I was like, I am sending you a computer. And it arrived the next day and she was crying. And I was like, this is not fair. This is not fair because she is someone who is like.
Does she have everything she needs now?
Yeah, but both her and her husband are not working. Like, and Canada takes care of her more than I could. Do you know what I mean? So
no, I know.
But still, it's not enough. Like, it's enough, but it's not. So anyways, point being is we're hoping with our late night lives that we can begin to buy computers for kids home who don't have it. Because if this is their new normal, you know, I bought her.
I number one, hope. This ends. And number two, yes, I hope we can help more people.
They're $300. So
really?
The Chromebooks are not expensive for what they need, you know?
That's what Teddy got for Christmas 1 year.
So I am like, I think that you and I through Late Night Live could raise enough money to donate. You know, we've donated thousands of masks for shelters. And now it's time that we help kids get back on track. Don't you think?
Does an iPad do? Because my kid only does.
Listen, I love iPads. They're just really expensive, and they have.
The Chromebooks are less expensive.
They're like $200 to $300, and for schoolwork, most kids are doing.
There's actually some things that Tucker can't do on his iPad, although he feels he can't. But
and you can do typing, like all the typing skills. Right. You know, it's the Chromebooks are kind of genius.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Side note.
Kind of drunk. I made you a strong drink and I drank it. Now I'm drunk and it's your birthday.
But listen.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
No.
Do I make sense?
Yeah. No, it's good.
Am I doing
it? No, I'm actually having fun. I'm actually Liddy. I haven't been Liddy in weeks. I don't know why either.
Oh, because you haven't been drinking.
Oh my God, maybe. Or maybe I'm just like, you know, I'm really,
you know,
I'm taking this night seriously.
I don't.
No, seriously as to like partying. But really? I have to tell you, I know we have to go in a second, but why? I wanted to tell you that.
Where are we going?
Well, we have to go.
It's, no, dude.
Wait.
We have an hour and.
Wait.
Yeah.
No. I didn't. Wait, hold on. I'm not going to make it to late night live. Uh-huh. I thought I was here an hour before.
No, you came too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're going to be so drunk.
No, I did not realize that.
I don't even.
I literally been looking at the clock.
I've burnt 74 calories while I didn't.
Catherine, yeah. I thought in 9 minutes we were going live. Are you positive? It's 8 o'clock.
I'm
what positive. The fuck was am I doing here? So I left my children.
Good. You know what? You're here. Minor.
Mark goes to me, do you think that maybe it would be okay if you went at 6:30? I go, oh no. We have to do a podcast. We have to get ready.
So we do have a lot to get ready.
No, I know.
We have to do stories. I don't even know what we have to do.
I lost my mind.
Right, me too.
I love that. Good. I love losing my mind.
Good, me too. I mean, I'm not sure where we are right now, but I didn't
say is that, you know, I think that at a time, like, let's just say for some reason they're not going to get back to school, which I fully believe in September.
I was told with...
Wait, what?
I told you today with affirm...
No, I know, but I'm just... I believe in September that all of our children will be back in school. I'm
perfect.
This is what I'm going to...
I mean, I've got TJ if you don't.
Yeah, no, and it's fine, but so this is what I believe to be true. But during that time, let's just say that we don't, or we have some time. What are the skills... If you weren't to put them in like traditional, like, I know yours are going to some private, so they're going to learn better. But my kids that are in traditional public school, what are some skills that if it was my choice that they should learn? And I honestly, I was like, I wish that there was a financial advisor who knew how to speak to children about money, savings, interests, investments, and stocks.
Right.
And I feel like Teddy should learn that now.
But most people don't have money to invest.
But interest, credit cards,
right.
Debt, checks. Line of credit, checks. These things are so important. And the problem is that...
Do you know my stepmom came in grade 7 and taught everyone how to write a check?
I love that for you.
I know.
That's what... Genius.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a simple thing, but it's really important to know because you have your first check and someone says, write it. And you go, and where do I put the...
I'm really drunk.
Yeah, I know, but I think that's really important. And honestly...
You hear me?
I heard you. You're drunk. What's a skill that you... what would you would want them to learn? So I'm saying money, banking. I think typing is a good one for sure.
I really think we lack problem-solving skills in life.
Okay, and you're not talking about math problems.
No.
Like what?
I mean, like, I think that, first of all, I love my kids' school, but I have walked in and heard teachers yell at them multiple times. Like, you know, how do I put it? I feel like they control the kids rather than empower the kids. And I would love them to empower them to problem solve because I feel like if, you know... I have weird kids. I have weird kids in school, the school system.
Yeah.
How did I do that?
I don't know.
That's weird. I have two weird kids out of three right now that I know of.
Like weird, by the way, not weird in the way that I'm weird, but weird in the way that they don't naturally just fall into the social system and just like be like, this is where I belong.
Like
not, because you said so.
Not overly popular.
Right.
Not like, not overly confident in school, but like, well, very well liked. But not, it's super.
But it is interesting. And you know what, though? I think the problem when you say, like, teachers need to empower them, I just don't think that with 30 kids in a class, they have the time to do so.
I because.
Or the skills.
But I have two helpers. Okay, I have two helpers. Like, Max and Olivia are helpers. Like, they're doers. They're helpers.
Well, I mean, especially Olivia. Like,
oh,
honestly.
Oh, my God. You see it.
How often do I think to myself when I ask my kids to do something? And this is like, they're good at other things. My kids are not useless. It's fine. But when I ask my kids to go do something and they don't even attempt to try and figure it out, it makes me so frustrated. And I can't help but think Olivia would figure it out.
Here's the thing, though. But see, and it's a social situation. Your kids will walk. They will be always the most liked.
I mean, but
they will. It's great.
But that's not life skills.
I know. It is. That totally, by the way, that is. It is 100%. Mine are like, you know, Max won in his hockey team the most smiley award. Like, he's always happy. Like, he's always like walks
something
in.
Something in the bottom of this glass. I don't mind.
It's a smoothie. He's always like, you know him. He wants to, he takes life as a celebration rather than.
His buckets are also filled by teams and
teams.
Fun and social.
Not, I'm not the star. Let's do this together. But in a school environment, that's not how it works.
Nope.
And for Olivia, she is a helper and an empath. And the teacher literally said to me, because that's how they're taught, she needs to be more outgoing because that will make her a better student. And I was that's fucked up that we value kids who are, look at me.
No.
So I wish.
They need to put their hand up more often. Why?
Why?
I wouldn't have put my hand up for. I think I actually put my hand up in school. Never.
And they are grading her. There's a grade on there based on that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, guess what? He called me today.
Yeah, you told me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And I was like, are they getting marked right now? He goes,
oh.
They're not getting marked, but they can improve.
Yes, they can improve. Oh,
well,
sorry,
someone
sorry.
Tell me
sorry,
this.
I forgot to tell you this. So they cannot do worse than their last report card, but they can do better.
Right. And he's like, so she's not really, she's not handing anything in. She's not invested. She is just sitting there herself.
I've also talked to because, you know, Teddy's very inquisitive about like he does his schoolwork. Because, I love this. We're having a conversation with our children. We've had too much to drink. It's fine. And then we have 3 minutes to late night live. Actually, now
I'm so drunk.
He was like, okay, so if we can do better. And he goes, so what? How do you know this? Sorry, someone in my school.
I
thought you knew.
Fired.
I think you know this stuff more than I do.
No, I got a text because I sent the phone to him. I'm like, there is a big debate.
Ingrid told me. And I meant to tell you.
No.
I thought you knew.
Nope. So SOS, TDSB people, this is something, again, shitty communication. This is something we should all know.
Because it's almost like it's just a rumor. So, Teddy, I said, Teddy, Olivia has nothing to worry about. She's already gotten into her school.
Right.
Max has nothing to worry about. He's already been accepted. I said, Taylor, already in. I said, you, sucks for you. Because if you want to go to this school, they're going to be looking at your past two report cards. And that includes the one you're going to get in June.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. So I said, I'm sorry, but honestly, for everyone in this household, your report card
matters the most.
Which is amazing because he's the one who takes it the most seriously.
I had no idea. So you
I
know swear, what?
I honestly, I always think you know more than I do.
Nope, I had no idea. So
I thought you'd be like, yeah, no, I heard
so
that.
So I'm like, he called me. And shitty also because the kids don't have computers. How do they improve their grade? They can't. You know what I mean? So for the people, I'm not doing anything.
You're not.
I just said
no, you don't have to do anything.
I just said to him, I'm like, listen, I'm like, she's checked out. I'm not going to say, I'm like, she works hard when she does it, but I'm not going to say that we're in an environment where she feels like doing anything. And I'm like, you know, I can only be upbeat with arts and crafts and puzzles for so long where it becomes boring.
Yeah.
Like arts and crafts every day. Boring.
Yeah. And I think honestly, what will really deteriorate your child is the lack of socializing over a 6-month period.
Right. So where they have to look at me every day.
Yeah, you. No, I mean, they don't want you.
No, I'm saying where they wake up and they're like, they don't even care what day it is anymore. They're like,
I want to tell you something about you.
What?
But I was thinking I was going to wait till late in my life. When you get drunk, a lot of people's eyes.
Lazy
eyes? No. A lot of people get heavy eyes and they look drunk. You get these bright blue eyes, and the white is so white. It's like she couldn't be drunk because her eyes are so. It happens every late night live. It's like you're like, hello. It's like, you know, people are supposed to be like this. I know. You're like this. It's so weird.
Wow.
Yeah, everything about alcohol does the opposite.
Just so you know, Dr. Perlman's open Tuesday.
Does she know that?
Well, I'm going to show her.
I saw all of them. Like, I was looking at her stories and her message. She said nothing about me.
I'll text her. Hey, hey.
You're open on Tuesday.
She's like, we'll plug your nose. I'm like, come on.
Oh, come on. I don't fucking care. I don't, breathe your fucking shit into my nose. I don't care. Just do 100 needles in my face.
Yeah. Just,
and I got my cold sore out of the way, which is good.
Right.
So I'm ready for injectables.
You need Tuesday. I'm going to let her know. We'll be there Tuesday morning.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 7:30.
With the kids in tow. Yeah. You know, they just wait in the car with Bo. Bo will babysit you while you're in the car.
German Shepherd. Wasn't that it?
Y'all, I don't even know what time it is. I feel like we have gone way over.
No, I feel like I cannot believe that I
drank it all.
I know.
One drink.
Not shaking. No, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
We have another hour to go.
Oh, no.
What are we doing? Can we go early? Let's just go. Hey!
We give you extra time. We have to leave leave now.
Oh, I could do 2 hours.
Well, there's an interesting. You know, we're giving you a little extra. I don't care if you're...
You have a black hair on your lip. I'm just going to get it for you. There you go.
Okay, I got to deal with my nose hairs, too. I know that they're out of control.
I'm not worried about it. Well, guys.
I saw nose hairs on you, though. I would be like, come on.
I can't see them.
Mine?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Take a closer look.
Nope, you're great.
Wow, because I tucked them.
Happy Mom Truth Friday.
No!
Oh. Oh, no. No, it's not. Nope. Right. What is it?
Happy Podcast Friday?
Sally, I am so drunk.
You just said happy. I mean, it is Mom Truth Friday. That's a good point.
I should get a water.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
When you laugh like that, you look like your mom.
Drunk. So drunk.
I think I am, too.
Yeah, you are. Let's call Sam. Space timer.
Okay, we should probably end this.
No, no. With this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. She's going to come in. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Tim. Who's coming?
Shh. Hold on.
Do I have a secret guest coming in during COVID?
No.
Is she naked?
Let's call Lindsay. She's going to have a panic attack. Listen to this.
Ready? Do you think she's living with her boyfriend?
Oh my God, they pound town all the time.
Excuse me, do they live in Toronto?
She just sent me a run a show.
Are you gonna get mad at her?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Lindsay, we're drunk.
Lindsay, I thought that late night live started at 7.
It starts at 8.
It starts an hour. I just sent you the script.
I know. It starts in an hour. I don't know what we're gonna do.
You know what? You sent it too late. we can't print it now. It's too late.
Do you think we should go live right now?
You have to. No. Oh my god.
It's gonna be okay.
Like, they have to consume responsibly. I just didn't tell you that because, but you've already consumed.
Wait, they said we have to consume responsibly? Oh no.
Oh.
You know what? Define responsibly.
Right. It's birthday. My birthday. So don't drink from the bottle.
Yeah, don't drink. Yeah, that'd be probably good. Good idea.
What if we have a straw?
Potato.
But Linz, what if we have a straw? Or a funnel?
Were body shots off the table? Titty shots were not good.
Are you sure? I love a creamy body shot.
I personally like the titty shot, but yeah.
She's a closet perv. That one.
Yeah, I just thought it was really impressive.
Ask Paul if he'd like it. Do you live with him?
Yes, I do.
No, where is he?
He's in like our room.
Oh, what's he doing?
I'm in the office. I don't know what he's doing.
Seems lazy.
Well, we're going to have a few more drinks. I just want to let you know. So just give us a gentle reminder about life. Linz, you're on the podcast right now.
What?
Yeah.
You're recording a podcast?
You know what you should get? COVID engaged.
Yeah, I agree. It's boring. Get engaged.
Where's that, Paul?
We'll throw you such a party, Linz.
Yeah, like a virtual
We will throw one. You such a good party.
Such a good party.
Virtual party?
Yeah, we'll get Chase Rice to sing.
We're gonna be out soon.
Call Chase tonight.
No, I did it last time. He never texted back.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Fine.
Probably.
No, I don't think so.
Natalie will give him a bad shot. All right, Linz, we will.
Yeah, I got black lace, black dress. We're good.